This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the second hour of the program, the live edition of not just Saturday night, because we're normally live on Saturday nights, but the Christmas Eve edition of the show. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. In the first hour of the show, we played some audio of a Texas pastor, evangelical, self-described evangelical Christian, who decided that he was going to go and ruin some kids' Christmas by going to a mall in Amarillo, Texas, where he then proceeded to shout about how that it's actually Jesus is the reason for the season and Santa Claus is just a myth. He's a lie being told to you by your parents. Shame on you, parents. Blah, blah, blah. And just, you know, ruining some kids' Christmas in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Now, I'm wondering if this guy also goes to the mall around Easter time. Does he go
to
the mall and yell that Cupid's not real? Like, how many other holidays where there's some kind of, you know, cartoony figure,
yeah,
does this guy go to the mall and, like, yell at people and say that, you know, this person doesn't exist? Cupid's not real, people!
That's an excellent question.
The Easter Bunny's not real. He doesn't lay eggs.
You could try to see if he's got a YouTube channel, because the video I played actually wasn't from his channel. It was copied by some other media source here. Let me see if I can pull up what they call themselves. Shinigama is the YouTube channel that features this. It actually is a relatively small YouTube channel. They only have 1,000 subscribers. But this video blew up. It got nearly 600,000 views in just the last couple of weeks alone. So presumably they found wherever the original video is and then copied it to their channel. And then somebody, I think, then copyrighted that particular video, not likely Pastor Dave Grisham in this case, because as we were streaming to Facebook during the last segment of the show, Facebook just decided they were going to pull our live feed because supposedly the content that we were streaming matched some sort of copyrighted content by some viral something or other company. I forget what it was called, but like, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think whatever viral Novo or
it was
whatever
like
it was.
Viral upload or
something like that.
Something weird.
So it's like, I'm sorry, but this is not... Look, Pastor Dave Grisham was the guy who made this video, and he clearly made it so people would see it. I don't believe that Viral Egg, or whatever they were called, is the actual copyright holder of this, but Facebook doesn't know, and there's no way to, you know, to actually challenge this in any meaningful way, so our live feed got stopped because of it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's just as an aside. But I guess if you wanted to know more about Pastor Dave Grisham, now we know his name, so we could probably look him up and see if he's done any other shenanigans like this in the past. Now, you're welcome to comment on the story. We played the audio in the last hour. So, again, still, open phones here on Free Talk Live. You can always bring up anything. But you've got a related story, Daryl, about a poll that was done of Americans in 2016.
Yes.
Regarding Santa and other Christmas-related questions.
Yes. Comes from Public Policy Polling, and they do some really interesting stuff. I actually wind up getting their emails, so whenever they come out with a new poll, I get the email of it. And, you know, a lot of it's political, but this just sort of struck me as really odd. It's titled, 2016 Made Us Lose Our Belief in Santa. And apparently they did a post-election holiday poll 4 years ago as
well. So wait,
well,
it was 2016 that made people lose their faith in Santa, not Pastor Dave?
That's the title of the article, yes. So 4 years ago, after the last presidential election, they polled Americans, and 52% of respondents 4 years ago said that they believed in Santa. 45% said they did not. This year...
Wait a minute. Are they polling children?
Adults.
52% of people last year...
4 years ago.
Four years ago. 52% of American adults believe
yes.
in Santa Claus?
Yes. Now, that could mean that they believe in the spirit of Santa. Not like they believe there's actually a man that lives in the North Pole.
I guess we'd have to see the question itself, see how they structured that.
Well, give me a second and I can pull that up.
I know. You're going through this. It's cool.
But, again, a couple of weeks ago, they re-upped the question and found that belief in Santa had gone all the way down to 31%.
That's a huge drop.
Huge drop, with non-belief shooting up to 59%.
Huh.
And it's not just Democrats that are dispirited by the election results having lost belief in Santa. Republicans have also lost belief in Santa. So they ask people their political affiliations as well.
Well, so are they going to try to draw some sort of parallels to how it is that the political system has some sort of influence on whether or not people believe in Santa Claus?
Well, Santa didn't give the Democrats what they want for Christmas, which was a Hillary presidency.
Okay.
So they're making a joke.
I see.
It's a very bad joke, but they're making a joke here. So,
but they really did ask people if they believed in Santa. That's really what they asked people. Okay.
Yes.
I'm blown away by that.
Give me 2 seconds to actually pull up the wording of the question.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, to me, it's, I can't even believe that, I mean, are these people taking the poll with their kids in the room? You know, are they on the speakerphone where the kid can hear the question, do you believe in Santa Claus? And then they feel like they have to say yes because the kids are right there? Or are there really people who are adults that still believe in Santa Claus? I mean, could there really be even one-third of Americans who believe in Santa Claus? I mean, that to me is just astonishing. And if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, we're talking about something that most kids figure out on their own.
Right.
Whether it's due to, like our caller earlier said, he happened to go into his parents' room when he was a kid. And he found the drum set that Santa was going to give him that was hidden behind some sort of piece of furniture. You know, so that's one of the ways that young kids tend to find out about Santa is the parents will screw it up. And, you know, they'll make some mistake or the kid will go into the parents' closet and they'll find the presents and it'll already be gift wrapped and they'll say, you know, to you from Santa.
Right.
I mean, so that's one of the giveaways. Sometimes maybe it's like a friend at school who lets them in on the secret or whatever. But usually by the age of, I would say, 10, probably most American children have come across, have come across the information that Santa Claus wasn't real. Are there really a third to a half of Americans who rejected that information when they came across it and still believe that Santa Claus is real? I want to hear from you.
Question number 11.
Hold on. I want to hear if there's actually somebody out there who believes in Santa Claus. I just can't even believe that's true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. All right.
Question number 11. So they ask a bunch of, you know, holiday-related questions, and we'll go over
We're going to get into them, yeah.
But question number 11, do you believe in Santa Claus or not?
Wow.
And again, you know, it could be that people believe in the spirit of Santa, or...
That's not what they asked.
Do you believe there's a fat guy that wears a red suit that lives at the North Pole that flies around the world? They said, do you believe in Santa? And that
do you believe in a fictional character? Do you believe in Batman?
That could mean a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I believe that there are movies and comic books that exist that have Batman as a character.
I get what you're saying, but on its face, that question is, do you believe in the existence of a fictional character? That is what that question is. And it's shocking to me. Let's go to Dave. He's in New Mexico listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Hey, Dave.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Welcome. You're on the air live here on Free Talk Live's live Christmas Eve edition. Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys actually doing something live on Christmas Eve while everybody's got everything else pre-recorded.
Oh, we'll be live tomorrow night as well.
That's right. We're live on Christmas Day as well. So go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. The whole Santa thing. It was about 7 or 8 years old when I figured out that Santa was actually my parents.
Mm-hmm. How'd you figure it out?
I was a mischievous child, and I looked places.
Okay, yeah, you figured, you found the presents.
I was the youngest of the group, and you know, you ask for certain things, and they actually show up, and then stuff you didn't ask for shows up just because it was what was affordable,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. And is more like, you know, the spirit of Christmas. Every parent is basically Santa Claus.
Every parent is Santa Claus. Hold that thought, Dave. I think you're driving at something, so we're going to bring you back here and let you continue with your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are there actually adults who believe in Santa?
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. We're sharing some interesting statistics, and we've only just gotten started in this. There's a bunch more that you've got for us, Daryl, from the public policy polling group. And the first one was a shocker to me, suggesting that there are, or that at least last year, there were more than 50% of Americans.
4 years ago.
Anyway, 4 years ago, that more than 50% of Americans believe in Santa Claus. Now it's around 30-ish percent of American adults who believe in Santa Claus. I'm shocked by it. You can share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com, because they've got it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go back to Dave in New Mexico, listening to Albuquerque's Kiva. Go ahead, Dave. You are back on. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Thank you, gentlemen. And
yes,
once again, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you. Go ahead.
As I was alluding to, the spirit of Christmas, or Santa Claus, as a small child, I finally figured out that Santa wasn't real. And it was one of those things, you know, you're snooping around mom and dad's room and that, and then you find this stuff, it's all wrapped up and ready to go.
Yep.
And there was that one point where I said, thank you, Mom, thank you, Dad, and I got the look of death. No, you thank Santa. Oh, okay, thank you, Santa. And what that ended up instilling in me was the idea that Christmas is... My mother was a devout Catholic, and she used to be a nun, and of course, and she got married. And the whole thing of going to Mass in the evening on Christmas Eve and all that stuff. Yeah, Jesus is the reason for the season and that, and historically we have found out that eventually, okay, it was about June that he was actually born. Okay, why are we doing December 25th? That's because it's near the winter solstice, and that was a pagan holiday.
Right, they wanted to attract the pagans to their new religion, right?
It was actually when Constantine decreed that everybody in the empire had to convert to Christianity.
Oh, really?
And so the church started Christianizing pagan holidays.
Exactly, correct.
It was in the early 300s.
Yeah, I think they call it either Samhain or Beltane in the pagan calendar these days, but it is one of those things that lifts the spirits of people during the darkest time of the year, because it is, quite literally, you know,
the darkest time of the year. Yeah, that's a good point. Dave, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts with us here. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More from the survey here of,
yes.
I don't know how many, about what, 1,000 people? What, do you know?
Give me just a second, and
yeah,
I can tell you.
I know. I surprised you with that. I appreciate you digging up there.
1,224 people who are registered voters were polled on December 6th and 7th.
Ah, okay. So registered voters. Got it. So we're not actually polling the full spectrum of Americans here. These are the people who are participants in the political process, people who are likely to believe in fanciful stories.
Sure. Well, me and you also, you know, are registered voters.
Sure, but we're libertarians.
Right, and there were some libertarians that were included in the survey.
No, they weren't. They were Gary Johnson voters who were included in the survey. We don't know if they actually polled any real libertarians here.
Okay, touche.
All right, so now, what else you got?
While a majority of Republicans may not believe in Santa, there's one thing that they do know. He's a white guy. Republican voters nationally, by a margin of 54-6%, said that Santa is white. 41% said they don't know.
No. All right.
57.
Now that's an honest answer.
Yes. 57% of Democrats had no opinion about the ethnicity of the big guy, but they were divided over whether or not he's white. 26% of Democrats saying he is, 18% saying he's not.
Well, if he's actually from the North Pole, he's more likely to be like, you know, brown, right? Because there's Eskimo types up there.
Well, there's also the Scandinavians that live in the way far north, and they're as white as we are.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, like I said, best answer, I don't know.
Americans are also pretty confident that they're on Santa's nice list, with 70% believing that they've earned that distinction, compared to 8% who are honest and say that they're probably on the naughty list. Now, because they do break this down by, how people voted, give me 1 second and I will tell you how many people that voted for each political candidate think they're on the naughty list and the nice list.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, there's coming up in this poll the age-old question as to whether or not Happy Holidays is offensive.
Yes.
And so, that I definitely want to hear.
Again, the national average was 70% that said they're on the naughty list or
the nice list.
And that's true of both Hillary and Donald voters.
Okay.
Those who voted for Jill Stein, only 64% said that they're on the nice list. 3% said they're on the naughty list. 74% of Gary Johnson supporters say that they're on the nice list. 26% said they're not sure.
Right.
So no Gary Johnson voter that was surveyed here said that they personally
are on the naughty list.
Whereas 10% of Hillary supporters, 8% of Donald supporters, and 3% of Jill Stein supporters said that they're probably on that naughty list.
More from the survey here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Sarah in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Oh,
Sarah, are you on the nice list or the naughty list?
Well, you know, I think I'm a pretty good person. And but I want to talk about that.
She never answers the question.
Yeah, but I call, this is supposed to be Free Talk Live.
I know. I asked you. I was just having a little fun with you. I mean, you're going to get to talk about what you want.
What about Donald Trump? Is he on the naughty list or the nice list?
Well, you know what? It depends on who's looking at. You know, I think he's
That's
on
a good
the
answer.
Naughty list.
That's a good answer. She's right about
that. Well, he's on a good list, you know? But that's, you know, it's a matter of perception.
I think the question was specifically regarding Santa Claus. So what would Santa Claus say about Donald Trump? Would he get coal in his stocking, or would he get a new toupee?
Listen, he needs to turn communist and give up his $45 million and turn it over to the state. And make what everybody else makes.
$45 million? That seems like small change for somebody like Trump. Did you say million or billion?
Billion. He's worth $45 billion.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's true, but it sounds more believable in the billions rather than the millions.
Yeah, the billions. Yeah. See, he's not going to give up all that much money. So,
all right, so, you were calling for a reason. We'll get you to that here in a moment. Hang on, Sarah. You still never answered the question about yourself. Would you, Sarah, be on the naughty list or the nice list? Specifically, Santa Claus's naughty list.
Maybe she doesn't want
nice
us to know.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live Christmas Eve edition of the show. By the way, we will be here on Christmas Day as well. Now, if you aren't fortunate enough to get Free Talk Live 7 nights a week, where you live, you can always call and talk to the program director at your local talk radio station and tell him or her that you'd like to hear more Free Talk Live. If you get some,
ask them very nicely.
Yep. Or if you get no Free Talk Live, then you can ask them nicely to air some of the show. Again, we do up to 21 hours per week that radio stations can take. And we'd love to have more of them on board with us. That would be a good gift that you could give to Free Talk Live, is you just taking a few minutes and contacting your local radio station. Now, if you are not yet into Bitcoin, or maybe you're old hat, maybe you've been around the Bitcoin scene for a while, we've got an official wallet here on Free Talk Live. It is Jax. JAXX.io is where you can go to get it. It's a cross-platform wallet. Now, what that means is one of the things that really makes Jax special is that you can have access to your Bitcoin on your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop computer, your desktop computer, Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, iOS, browser plugins. They've got all of those options for you over at Jax.io. Of course, you can just go into your Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, and you can download it for your phone there or your tablet. So go to Jax.io to learn more about it. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of CryptoKit. He's a Free Talk Live listener as well. And he made it easy to back up your wallet, so in case something terrible happens to your phone, you don't have to worry if you've got the backup phrase stored in, you know, like your safe or someplace that people can't get easy access to it, because, well, if you were to give somebody else your backup code, then they would have access to all your Bitcoin. So it's super easy to use, and there's even Shapeshift integration right there, which allows for easy exchange between cryptocurrencies. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, including coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. That's their vision for the future. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. We've got Sarah in Albuquerque. So, Sarah, what were you calling about tonight since you didn't want to tell us whether or not you thought Santa Claus has you on the naughty or nice list?
Well, I think I'm on the good list because,
you are on the good list.
Because I want to say that New Mexico, we fought off a pipeline. They were trying to put another pipeline in our state. I forgot exactly where. I heard it real quick. It was a battle, and we fought them off. And I want the people, the world
now,
to
are
know
you
that
against pipelines in general? Are you just, like, anti-pipeline? Because, you know, to me, the problem with the pipeline is when the government uses the threat of violence to steal people's land. If a company wants to build a pipeline and they get permission from the landowners, you know, they pay the landowners, they ask them if they can use the property and get an agreement and a contract, then I don't have any objection to it. Are you against all pipelines?
Well, the thing about it is that New Mexico is a clean, green energy state since 1880. We have been fighting off rubber companies, tire companies, fracking, everything that has to do with dirty energy for the last 100 years. And we don't want any more pipelines because we got enough pipelines. So, and we were
well, how do you know? Wait a minute. How do you know how many pipelines is enough? You're not in the pipeline business. You're not in the energy business. You're just somebody with an opinion.
Right, but, you know, but that's my opinion. And you know what? The Democrats...
it's backed by nothing, though. Your opinion is backed by nothing except your feelings. You don't have any statistics. You don't have any information.
Well, the information is that I don't like petroleum oil because it's dirty energy. You know, I'd rather... And then I really don't like...
How about nuclear? How about nuclear energy?
Oh, I dislike that also. And plus, the fact that is that Exxon and Mobil is a capitalist entity, and they get to, it's a private entity. They get to make $500 billion and hoard it for themselves. Okay, somebody...
Generally, it's not very good policy to hoard money for yourself. It makes more sense to loan it out, to, you know, put it, give it to a bank so they can loan it or something like that. Invest it.
Invest
in other,
it back into the company. Yeah. Now, I will, you know, agree partially with you here that ExxonMobil... Now, I'm not going to say that they're a capitalist company per se, unless by capitalist you mean... You know, Marx's definition of a regulated economy where the means of production are privately held. But ExxonMobil and actually all of the oil companies wind up getting a lot of benefits from government. Their liabilities are limited greatly. So I forget which oil company it was that has the pipeline running through Alabama where it exploded and wound up doing a bunch of damage. And, well, the oil company doesn't have to pay for all of that cleanup.
The taxpayers are going to foot some of the
bill,
right?
When the Deep Horizon thing wound up blowing up 6 years ago, the federal government said, "Ah, BP, you only have to pay like $170 million.
I thought it was capped at 75.
Okay, maybe it's 70.
I don't remember.
I know it's somewhere, you know, in that 100
million range. It was a fraction of what the cleanup actually cost.
Wound up costing $1 billion for cleanup. And... that cap came in after the Exxon Valdez accident back in the 90s where the tanker went down off of the coast of Alaska. And Exxon went and begged the federal government, please don't make us be fully responsible for when we have accidents like this.
And they said, okay, thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, because the Exxon people, you know, grease their palms.
If anything, that's a form of socialism to where, you know, the losses are
socialized
across the board, and the profits are then, you know, held by whoever owns
right.
the company.
Right, so Exxon keeps the profits, and their losses are hit the taxpayers.
It's nowhere even remotely close to being a free market company.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up what you want. Rich is on the line in South Carolina, listening in Columbia, the WQXL. Hey, Rich.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, first of all, I think Sarah's definitely on Santa's naughty list.
Why is that?
Well, I've heard her before, and if anybody deserves to be on the naughty list, it's got to be her.
All right, fair enough. Well, go ahead with what you were actually calling about.
Well, actually, I'm calling about Santa Claus. I've actually met the guy. He does exist.
Really? Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, my brother-in-law used to work for him. He's a little midget, and he passed himself off as an elf, and he was up in the North Pole for 10 years working for Santa Claus.
Huh.
Yeah.
And so you actually met Santa Claus, is what you're saying.
Yeah. All the elves get to invite relatives to the annual Santa Claus party, and I was up there.
I bet you that is, like, the best Christmas party, right? Like, that's the one everybody wants to be at, is Santa Claus's Christmas party.
Yeah, and it's like December 26th, it's the day after, because everybody's unwinding. But it's amazing that you wouldn't believe some of the stories. Santa Claus is actually a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was actually curious to know who gets the drunkest at the Santa Claus party. Is it Santa Claus himself, his right-hand elf, Mrs. Claus? And then does Mrs. Claus end up fooling around with one of the elves, and then the closet?
So yeah. What's the population like as far as the demographics of men versus women at the Santa Claus Christmas party? Like, how many of the elves are women?
There are no women. The only woman up there is Mrs. Claus.
Right.
The only one. It's like a 500 guys and one woman. It's kind of like
a sausage party.
So is it kind of like a beehive to where, like, most of the bees wind up getting to mate with Mrs. Claus, and that's where the other elves come from? Or is it more like, they're drones and they don't get to reproduce?
Well, a lot of women tried to work for Santa, and women elves, but, he's just he's a misogynist. He won't have anything to do with women elves. In fact, my brother-in-law, he was fired. He tried to organize an elf union up there, and Santa is just so violently anti-union. The guy, my brother-in-law's on welfare now. He can't even get a job anywhere.
So which union were they going to wind up getting together with? The Teamsters?
Yeah, it was half of them were Teamsters. The other were manufacturer assistant types. I forgot what they call the union. It's a...
great call. Great call. Rich, thank you, man. You're very creative.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Or maybe he really believes that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because apparently, like, a third to half of American voters believe in Santa Claus. Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're here live on the Saturday edition of the program, and it's also the Christmas Eve edition. That's right. It's Ian with you.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype right into the show. Sound great if you do. Skype username is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. Feel free to connect with us in that way if you like. Also, you can join us toll-free. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We're talking about all kinds of things Christmas related. Santa Claus, some Americans apparently believe that he's real. A shocking number, at least shocked me. It was 4 years ago, it was more than 50% of American voters who said they believe in Santa Claus. Now it's lower than that, significantly lower.
31%.
Right, so nearly a third of Americans, though, who are voters, believe in Santa Claus. Still, I find that to be a shocking statistic.
But again, I am not necessarily surprised by this, because I honestly think that a lot of these people are believing that the spirit of Santa exists.
But that wasn't the question.
The question did not say, do you believe there's a fat guy that wears a red suit that lives at the North Pole?
It said, do you believe in Santa Claus? That's who Santa Claus is.
Right, but there's also, you know, the spirit of Santa. There's a guy sitting at the mall dressed as Santa Claus.
Well, I'm telling you, man, if they wanted to ask about the spirit, they would have asked about the spirit of Santa Claus. They were talking about the fat man from the North Pole. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, whether anybody will call in to admit that they believe in Santa Claus, we actually did have a guy earlier who claimed he actually met Santa Claus and had traveled to the North Pole to attend a Christmas party thrown by the Clauses and their sort of indentured servants or whatever they are, the elves. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Nancy is in Eureka, California, listening to KGOE. Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
There's no way to prove that there isn't a Santa Claus.
Well, that's generally a true statement, but it's usually incumbent upon the person making the claim to prove that the thing does exist. So if someone says there is a Santa Claus, and someone says, well, prove it, then that person is then, it's incumbent upon them to go ahead and find the evidence or put forth whatever evidence it is that they have, which, of course, they can't likely do.
It took them, what, 500 years to prove that they're with the Northwest Passage. They haven't even started looking for a workshop yet.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe there's somebody who's been scouring satellite photos of the North Pole. We don't know that. But certainly there, no one has found anything if they are looking.
Well, the mere fact that, you know, they've been looking for the Northwest Passage from back in the 1500s.
Now, what is the Northwest Passage?
That's the passage that goes by sea from the Bering Sea into Hudson's Bay and across, so that you can get across the Northwest.
You're talking about between Alaska and Russia?
No, from like Greenland to Russia going north of Canada.
Oh.
When you go north of Canada and go, yes, all the way out to the Atlantic Ocean.
I see.
From the Pacific to the Atlantic.
Ah, okay.
Or back the other way, of course.
Thanks for clarifying that for me, Nancy. So anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, it just seems that, you know, if they took that long to find
the Northwest Passage. I get where you're coming from. Now, are you saying that you're one of the believers in Santa Claus? Is this a roundabout way of saying that you believe that Santa Claus exists?
Well, I'm not sure if he exists or not, but I don't think anybody has seriously looked for him.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I will agree with that last thing that she said. I don't think anybody's, you know, spent serious time looking for him, but people have spent serious time looking for Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster.
That's true. Maybe they need to have Santa Claus hunters. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey. I'm not familiar with Amarillo or Amarillo. Is that anywhere near Amarillo?
Yeah, well,
it's the same place.
Same place. I'm pronouncing it with a Spanish pronunciation.
Ah, I see. Yeah. I just wanted to clarify that. I haven't been to Amarillo, but I have been to Amarillo.
That's funny. Go ahead.
Anyway, yeah. Let me be a buzzkill. So this is Christmas 2016, and my children were last seen by me on a Christmas in 2006, and that's a doing something that was against my will. The government is somehow involved. Kind of seems to be a common theme: things happening to people against their will, and with the government being involved. And also done not even lawfully, meaning if you took the facts of the case, if you actually took the court documents themselves and read them yourselves, you would agree. And I got $1,000 that says that a person would agree with me. And so let's just assume for a second that since you can't look at the documents right now, that my story is true and that the facts support my side and the children disappeared illegally and they've been gone for whatever 10 Christmases.
Yeah.
And that's life in America. And I wanted to, just be the buzzkill and let everybody out there listening, especially in New Mexico, listening here on Kiva, where they have power to influence their legislators, like I've tried to do for five legislative sessions in a row now. I don't think I told you, Daryl, you might be interested, for the last 5 years. Remember, let me preface that. Remember I bragged you one time that when you didn't quite believe me that you would have a hard time finding a politician in the state that if you said the name David to them, they wouldn't know exactly who you were talking about right away. And that's because I spent 5 years lobbying full-time, 30 and 60 day sessions alternating, 31 year, 60 the next year for five years in a row. And, for this kind of thing to get their laws changed here in New Mexico so that they
how'd that work out for you?
Stops. Well, the good, positive and negative, you know, the obvious is that, you know, if everybody's experience with lobbying is they might hear your message, but getting an actual concrete change or action taken on your message, even if it's a really great one, unless it supports their previously existing agenda, unless it helps them out, they're not going to spend a lot of time with you, helping you to get it done. You pretty much need to be the hammer. And if you got something, then you need to pretty much write it up and show it to them and then, show them how that they can't really afford to ignore you, because if they ignore you, you're going to show everybody else in the state, you know, how much of a jerk you really are, because here's some obvious stuff that shouldn't be happening and here's a way to make it stop happening and you're not doing
anything
about it.
I mean, there have been people who have been abused over and over again by these, you know, this system, not just in New Mexico, but all across the United States and probably beyond that. The family law system, and I know there's a lot of like fathers' rights groups out there that have been trying to change the system, and I don't know if they've had much success.
They've had some success, and that's part of, I guess you asked me that question too. How have I, the positive of what I've done is probably I've already said it, the most succinct way to say that is there's not hardly, you'd have a hard time finding a damn politician in this state that doesn't know who I am and what I've had to say, and when they hear my voice on the radio, not letting this drop, they actually stop what they're doing and listening. Isn't that true, politicians in New Mexico?
Well,
that's
a nice thing
to
believe, but if it doesn't result in anything that changes, then...
Well, I'm the tip of the spear. There's not been, the problem is that there's so few of us, because if you look at it, if my children are illegally disappeared, people feel sorry for me, but they don't. But it's really hard to get them to even make a phone call for me.
Oh yeah.
If their child disappeared, it would be a whole different story.
They
right?
want everybody's and, help. Yep, that's true. David, thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Yeah, most people, until the government screws them over, they don't care.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why libertarians are converging in New Hampshire, because we're tired of being ineffective. We're tired of, and I'm speaking for the people that agree with me, libertarians are sick and tired of being, you know, on the outs and not paid attention to and not making a difference. So let's gather together in the same geographic area and have our voices be heard for the first time. And it's actually working. You can learn more about that at ShireSociety.com or Free Talk Live coming up.
You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.